If you ain't got no vision, not for you, my life. If you ain't got no vision for your life, you need to ask God to give you a vision for your life. Don't look at Brother Ike's vision, because Brother Ike might be. Y'all know how Brother Ike is. Hey, Brother Ike might be doing some things that I am just using Brother Ike because he's real. Might be doing some things that ain't even in my vision. And God don't allow me to do that. So you need your own vision. When God gives you a vision, write it down. When you start doing things, talking about people, persecuting people, talking about people, go back to your vision. In my vision, I didn't say that. I wrote a vision down for my life to do better. Make it plain, and I'm going to do that. Hell or high water, I'm going to do that. Because I don't know when Jesus comes, because he got appointed time. And when he comes, it shall not. Not he might not. It shall not. It shall not tarry. He coming, y'all. He coming. Whether you want him to come, when you want him to come, he coming. And don't let him come to catch you with your work undone. Because hell bound you is. And what in hell do you want? You need a vision for your life. Pray, baby.
Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith.
We got to have faith in Christ Jesus. We can have faith in man, but man will let you down. Oh, yeah. You know the reason why I know it? They did it me like that. They let me down. There's some say, oh, I'm going to be your friend. And they was just lying at the side of their mouth. You get in some trouble. You get where you can't make it. You get where tears is in your eyes because somebody that hurt your feelings or somebody said some things about you. And you look for your friends. They ain't to be found. You know where they at? Criticizing and talking about you. Write it down. Make it plain. But we need to get it together, y'all. You know, because one thing about the time that God has given us, it ain't playing time. It's praying time. We play too much. You ever heard the kids say, you play too much? We do that. We do it in church. And we ain't no kids. We grown people. We play too much. You ought to think about it. If you don't hear me no more, if you ain't got a vision, you need to get one. I guarantee you, if God gives you a vision, I guarantee, and you live the best that you know how, if it's your vision, you ain't got to worry about living nobody else's vision. You ain't got to worry about what nobody else say about you. You ain't got to worry about nobody how nobody else treats you. Just live your vision. And when Jesus come, you're going to be looking for him, and they ain't going to be found. Know why? They live everybody's vision, but they own. Write your visions down and make it plain. So when he does come back, that you'll be ready when he comes. God bless you. I love you, and you can't do nothing about it. At this time, the doors of the church is open. You don't wait till it's said too late. Come and give your heart to God now. Now is the time. God has given us time. He ain't looking at you because you ain't feeling good. He said, come just like you are. Come on. I mean, you ain't got to dress up. You ain't got to do all that. Just come on to Jesus.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. Our morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street, at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our elder, with an anointed sermon already in progress.
So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. So good, good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that you are blessed. I'm good, good enough to handle my
pain. Oh, see how great is our God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. You ain't got to understand it. He ain't got to get your position. Come on. You came here to get something from God.
And my heart
this way. Let him do it his way.
How great.
Somebody. Turn to the one on your right and say, how great is our God? Turn to the one on your right. Say, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be here. Then turn to your left. Turn to your left. I'm happy to be here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. I want to thank God for all the children that are out here with us tonight. Because you could have been a whole lot of other places. I want to thank God for all the adults that's out here tonight. We're getting ready to turn it over to the man in an hour. Praise God. The Bible said when Saul was dealing with all them spirits the folks bring in on Friday nights, so he was warned. The Bible said, but every time little David would play that ark, every time that music, ha-ka-da, those spirits had to flee. And I know that to be a fact. And whenever we come into the church house, the Bible says, when the children of God come into the church house, so comes Satan. And we as individuals have got to learn how to get rid of Satan. Some of us got so comfortable with our flesh running stuff. Then when it's time to come in the presence of the Spirit, your flesh don't want to give up the stuff he's been running or she's been running. So each one of us have to individually sow, as Apostle Paul said. He said, I bind up my flesh. He didn't say nobody else's. He said, I bind up my flesh daily.
Because my flesh wars against my spirit. But my spirit wars right back. And my spirit wins every time. My spirit wins every time. As we all stand. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Holy be, how great is our God.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. How great is our God. There's a name above all names. He's worthy, he's worthy of
as I present to some,
praise. My heart,
others, our very own,
how great is our God. There's a name above all.
Come on, come on, pick it up.
Hallelujah. He is worthy of our praise.
And my heart will,
my heart will sing. How great is our God.
Come on, there's a name.
How great, how great,
how great is our God.
Sing with me.
Sing with me, how great. Bless you. Hallelujah. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God.
Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a heavenly hand clap of praise.
Hallelujah.
Let somebody say hallelujah.
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 We bless the name of the Lord. I praise the name of the Lord my God because he's worthy. And I must give honor to whom honor is due, my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. Give God another hand clap of praise. Amen. Even as my head deacon would say, my emeritus bishop, amen, who has paved the way, amen, and have gone, amen. We thank God for Bishop Elbert Marbury. And I believe the spirit of Bishop Elbert Marbury that, amen, dwells on the inside. Because when Elijah left, amen, he left, amen, a double portion of his spirit with Elijah. And Elijah began to take this on over Jordan. And we thank God for our pastor, not only co-founder, but on the side of our founder, Pastor Annie Marbury. My apostle Henry Anders. My Bishop Tommy Morris. My associate pastor, Elder Mosley, Prophetess Shepherd, Prophetess Morris, Minister Randall, Youth Mother Marbury, all the children, all the mothers, head deep, the mothers of the house. We give honor to whom honor is due. Thank you, musicians. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God and we give honor to everyone. Amen. But we most of all want to give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As you continue to stand to your feet, amen, to your Bibles, Exodus, the third chapter. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Exodus chapter number 3. Yes, Jesus. Starting with verse 1. Exodus chapter 3, beginning at verse 1.
Are you happy to be here? Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Exodus chapter number 3, beginning at verse number 1. It says, now when Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God called, amen, even to Horeb. That was Mount Horeb. Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him. Somebody said, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your healing power, for your holy presence. Even when the devils, amen, they hear that name, God, they tremble at that name. And the Bible says all you got to do is call on the name of the Lord Jesus, and he said, you shall be saved. And we thank God for his presence, and we bind the devil, for the devil have no place in the church of Jesus Christ, house of prayer for all people. This is a place of prayer, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a hearty hand clap of praise. Come on, you can do better than that. I know you're tired. Come on, parents, when you clap, your children will clap. He said, praise him with the high sounding cymbals. If we got cymbals, we ought to be praising him with the cymbal. Hallelujah. We clap our hands in the sanctuary. You may have your seats. How great is our God. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank God for God's holy presence. The Bible began to say in the book of Exodus, amen, that, amen, Moses, he was busy at the time. He was doing the job. He was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro. So he was doing something for his father-in-law. Whether it was his mother-in-law, friend, best friend, himself, he was busy. But when he saw something greater than what he was presently doing, he stopped, turned aside to draw near to see this great sight. And the Bible says that when he stopped from doing what he was doing, he turned to a sight that was greater than what he was doing. And the Bible says that he began to walk towards it. Somewhere in the scripture, the Bible says you take a step towards him, he's going to take two towards you. So therefore, when he saw something greater than he turned from his way and stepped towards the Lord. And the Lord said, Moses, stop right where you are. I see that thou comest near unto me. I see that thou see that this is greater than you. But come not thither. Come not nigh thither. In other words, don't come no closer, Moses. And because Moses knew that obedience was better than to disobey what God himself said, Moses stopped. And God said, don't come no further, my son. He said, take off your shoes from off of your feet, He said, because the place that you're standing right where you are is holy ground. And you can't come here any way you want to come. So God said, stop and change your shoes and come on in the presence of the Lord. What better place is there than the presence of the Lord God? My question to God's people today, what shoes are stopping you from coming into the presence of the Lord? I don't care what shoes you have on. I don't care if you went to stage and just bought your new shoes or your high heels, your great knitted clothing. It doesn't matter the size. It doesn't matter the length. It doesn't matter the cost. God says, take it off and come now thither. But what you're wearing, you got to take it off. I don't want you to come before me all dressed up, because I am a God, he said, that sees everything and sees through the expensive clothing that we wear. God still wants us to obey and take off what we have on. See, because when you come naked before the Lord your God, you're telling God, do whatever thou wantest to do with me, God. I need you. I am the one in need of prayer, Lord. What shoes are hindering you from coming into the presence of the Lord? Paul began to say, what shall hinder you? What shall stop you from coming into the presence of the Lord? Shall great trials and tribulations, shall me being angry in mind, stubborn in my step, shall I allow my mentality to stop me from coming to get what the Lord has for me? What shoes are you wearing tonight? What clothing is hindering you? Shall you allow sickness to stop you from coming into the presence of the Lord? Well, how can sickness be in your shoes? Well, you sometimes say your feet hurt. Well, that may be because you're wearing the wrong shoes, and you might have been doing the wrong thing in them shoes, so you ought to take them off anyway. The Lord sees all things. So why don't you take them off and see the greater thing? The Lord is greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than him. Because we speak these words. These words can make us or they can break us. Our mentality can guide us. Our mentality can guide us down the straight and narrow. And our mentality can guide us down the wide and broad where we can do anything we desire. God is calling for all his people, man, woman, boy, and girl. James says, be not a respecter of persons. The Lord taught James that, and that's why James said it. Be not a respecter of persons, because my great shoes, or my great suit, or my nice dress, or my nice hairdo, because these things may be present with us, will it hinder me? Will the sickness stop me? Testimonies are for them to hear. Because when they hear your testimony, they can be delivered, as the word said, by the word of what you say, which is your testimony. A testimony comes after faith. Faith comes. comes after being faithful. And when the testimony is coming forth, you have already had faith and walking faithfully. So others may be delivered by your actions, by what you do. Your word comes after, because when you do, that's when people say, see, and they say, whether it be a good report or a bad report. God's the one that said, whose report shall you believe? But you know, the devil knows some true things about you that he ain't lying about. He's just a mess maker. Yes, he will lie, but he'll tell the truth on you too. He'll tell you what you actually been doing. Yeah, is he a liar? Yes. A thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10th chapter and 10th verse says that. But he will show you up and bring out the hypocrite in you. That's why Jesus continually rebuked the Pharisees, because they spoke hypocrisy. In hypocrisy, they were hypocrites in all that they do. They lay heavy things upon the shoulders of them who are trying to walk upright, and they themselves are not twisting a finger, but they tell you to do, and they don't. And God says, be not as the hypocrites. But if we be as the hypocrites, as God has already said, he said, except you exceed, which means go beyond the ways of the straw of the Pharisees, he said, you ain't gonna enter in. So a little lie here and there, nah, God hears that too. His ears are not too heavy. Isaiah said that he can't hear you. If he heard the afflictions of them good folk down there, the children of Israel, sure enough, he hear them who ain't trying to do so good. But he has a reward for both sides. He said, I'm coming back with my reward and shall give to every man. And when he says man, that means man and woman. And when he created man, he made woman out of man. So M-A-N, he's talking about men and women. Amen. You're not excluded, children. You're not excluded, men, women. You're not excluded. This word is for everybody. And when you obey the word of God, and you notice that the thing that you see is greater than what you're doing, then God shall say, come on in. But you got to see that it's greater on this side. You got to see that you serve a God that's great. Not just because we sing he's great. It's because the Lord is great. And nobody greater. The Lord, he sees the sick. He saves them who have already died. He can say, Lazarus, as he said, come forth. The Lord is able to do whatever but fail and lie. But when we accept what the Lord has done, then we become as he is. How many thank God for him? Amen. How many thank God for the word? Amen. Come on, stand on your feet. Amen. How great is our God? Sing with me, how
great is our God.
Oh, we'll see.
Oh, we'll see how great.
Come on and say,
is our God.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today and were truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.